The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, it's funny that we were introduced that way because there has been a great article in one of those mags that it was a he said, she said, and it was he said the MD, I call him Patch Adams of allopathic medicine, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, who's here with me, and then me, the ND. But I think at the end of the day, quite honestly, and at the end of this segment, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum and I usually agree on most things, and I probably learn more from him than he does from me. But here is a great segment. You have to listen up because I've got a story for you, and this segment rings true. Do you need a tune-up instead of a checkup? Okay, I think it's true because with this year's research showing that much of the screening done at checkups, including the PSA, prostate cancer testing, many mammograms, etc., they might actually be doing more harm than good. And people wanting to feel like they're 30 when they're 50 plus, it's time for a change. All right, Jacob, talk to me about this issue.
Well, as you know, Holly, medicine seems hell-bent on turning everybody into a patient instead of a person. And it's all about going in each year to see if you have it yet. Do you have this that'll kill you or this that will need an expensive medical procedure? And frankly, I've gotten to the point after 35 years in medicine, I think if people feel healthy, they just stay the hell away from doctors. Seriously. You know, maybe get a blood sugar and a blood pressure checked each year and otherwise run away. Now, when's the last time people came out feeling better from a checkup except for relief that they didn't have it yet? That's not how it should happen. You should get a tune-up where you actually feel better.
So you're talking about relief from the fear that's been instilled by the seductive messaging and marketing that has been done from the direct consumer commercials, from pharmaceutical companies, et cetera. You're right. I mean, they almost put it into play. You go, you get these checkups, you get relief from the fact that you were so afraid that you might have one of these crazy diseases that people are taking, I would say, normal life variations and making a disease around it. And then therefore what? A market. So you're right. So, okay. So what would this tune-up look like?
Well, it depends a lot on what age and sex, but for most everybody, simple question, how's your energy? You know, 31% of adults are fatigued, and we've talked before about using the SHINE approach for optimizing energy. A simple question, are you getting your 7 to 8 hours sleep a night? And, you know, helping people to get that, to cut out the things in their life that they hate and take that time for sleep instead. They have an important deficiency called a happiness deficiency? Are you following your bliss? Or are you doing what you think you should do and hating life? And, you know, sometimes you need to get your bearings and reset the GPS about where you want to get to.
We call that a mid-course correction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Otherwise, people, how did Joseph Campbell say? They climb to the top of the ladder only to find out the ladder's been leaning against the wrong wall, you know?
Right.
You want to go and do what makes you happy. Otherwise, you're wasting your life. Pain is incredibly treatable, except by doctors. Hormone issues, diet, exercise, simple things. And I'm not looking to get rid of all sugar. I mean, one of my book series is Beat Sugar Addiction Now. But I want people to save the sugar for the things that taste awesome. And use stevia, monk fruit, other things to get your sweet tooth handled for the things like sodas and stuff like that that are deadly. So I'm never going to take away anything without substituting something equally pleasurable.
Well, and you know how I look at that, Jacob, is I always tell people, listen, and you know, I tell people that here's the deal. Your health is like a bank account. And most people, of course, that come and see me, they are in debt for the most part. And how do you get out of debt? Here's how you get out of debt. You make more deposits than you do withdrawals over a long period of time. Long-term savings plan, right? There's always going to be the automatic withdrawals. But you have to identify in your life, what is this, a deposit or is this a withdrawal? If you have a healthcare goal and it's like to not feel tired, to have, to be free of disease if you've been diagnosed with something. And when you're up, when you have a huge health savings account and you can afford that piece of pecan pie or you can afford that big sugary Starbucks thing or what have you, then I think that's the place to have it. But until then, there are so many alternatives where you can get your, like you say, sweet tooth fix in, and that's not the withdrawal, that's a deposit. You are making a deposit in your health and you're working towards meeting your goals.
Yeah, and the fun thing is that all of it, both the deposits and the withdrawals, can be fun and enjoyable. And if they're not, You need to be reexamining it. Most of the things you should be doing in life, we should be doing because they feel good, seriously. And we have this bizarre myth in America, it comes from our Puritan heritage, that if something feels good, it's bad for you. No. Most things feel good because your body says, I want more of that. Now, it gets tricked by the food industry into, you know, with tons of sugar and white flour and stuff. But find, you know, things that feel good are going to be good for you overall. And one of the myths that's really important to bust is that if it feels good, it's bad.
Right. Absolutely. It's the feels good that really feels good. And I got to tell you, because I sold this from you a long time ago, it's the feel good that isn't loan shark feel good. It's not, hey, this is going to feel good for a hot second, but boy, it's going to take back from you, whether it's from your energy level, whether it's from your, you know, bank account, from your health, whether it's from your wellness. It's endurance feel good. Like, this is, boy, oh boy, this is like a marathon feel good.
Mm-hmm. And you can tell by asking one simple question, how is that working out for you?
Yeah.
And if you ask that, you're going to get it. Now, for other age groups, too, different things we're going to ask in our executive tune-up, so to speak. And one is fertility, if people are in their 20s to 40s, because infertility is common, and you don't always need in vitro fertilization. There's so many things that can cure infertility that are dirt cheap and natural, which is why your doctor's not going to hear about them. But we'll make sure in the checkups you do, how's your libido and how's your sexual function, weight, memory, simple screens like diabetes, high blood pressure, and metabolic syndrome. And I think within a decade, those will be available at the health food store or the drug store. Just like you have the blood pressure machines, you'll be able to stick a hand in the machine. They'll read those for you without the doctor. And I do think that bone density testing is a good idea for women once they hit their 50s, and how the water works doing, you know, how's the plumbing going. So these are the basic things of a healthy tune-up. And I'll tell you, after people have a tune-up, they come up feeling great. And I'm going to note that holistic doctors know how to give these tune-ups. Your naturopath, your holistic MD, we do them by phone for those who would like. So again, get a tune-up. Not a checkup.
Now, this is only part one, because next week we're going to do part two of this. But you're completely right. Now, listen, you give such great information, and I love that you have published your information, because people deserve to hear it and then read it and then take it in and feel it in their bones. We can get you and more information on Vitality101.com. And then the free app that you give away is Cures, CuresA, then -Z, A-to-Z.com. That's the app, correct?
Yep. And there's a free energy analysis program at endfatigue.com. If you do the free energy analysis program online, it'll even analyze your lab tests as well as symptoms. It's like getting a holistic health tune-up, and it's free.
So here's the, you go to a doctor, you're dependent on them for checking you up and then telling you they can assuage your fear. But if you take it into your own power to actually give yourself a tune-up, and Jacob and I always talk about, hey, we've never cured anybody, we've never healed anybody, we've never really treated anybody. We just guide people. We guide people, and I think when that is delivered, then you can be your own primary care provider. You can have your household be your own health maintenance organization, and you feel more empowered. And when you feel more empowered, you feel less scared. And that's what we're trying to break people out of, the fear mongering that's been done. So we want to, Jacob, this is what we want to do. We don't want to knock them dead anymore. We're going to knock them alive, right?
Indeed.
Indeed. Well, I want to thank you so much for being with me again. We're going to see you again next week. This is part two. We'll be talking about, hey, tune-up or check-up? But guess what? Tune-up's the answer. We're just helping you stay well and take more power on Radio MD and RadioMD.com. I am Dr. Holly Lucille, and this is Mindful Medicine. You got to stay tuned.